Fat on the back.
Grateful. Thank you. Good job.
Oh my God, this is so funny because like on, literally like a year ago when we first met, you were exactly. like, I don't want that. You're like, you're like, oh, I never.
Welcome to the Asian Soup Podcast.
This is your co-host Jules.
And this is your co-host Rox.
The Asian Soup Podcast is your cozy space on the internet where we share and discover stories about one another.
We chat about a range of topics from personal growth, relationships, careers, and much more.
Come sit with us
and get nourished. Okay, so today we're going to jump straight into it.
Our final episode for the season. Mm-hmm. So we didn't know we would have seasons, but we are now. 25 episodes 25. In a season,
yes.
Which is quite nice, I think. It's like a nice number. And yeah, like 25 seasons already.
25 seasons?
Oh, 25 episodes already. I don't know. I feel a bit reflective and grateful. Yeah. And how are you feeling about it all?
I'm still thinking. I feel like I'm ready to reset. That's how I'm feeling.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people can relate to that. I know a few friends that are just like, they're just so done with this year. Mm-hmm. It's been pretty hard. Like we've been coming out of a pandemic and I think like because we're in our 30s as well, there's also like life changes and all that kind of stuff. So it's not like when it was in our 20s where it used to be like, yeah, just, you know, party and
have fun.
You know, we've got like adult stuff to do and think about.
Yeah. It's been a long year, I feel. But yeah, I'm excited for like just reflecting on it today together and chatting about New Year's resolutions and things like that.
Reflecting on the past year. So speaking of New Year's resolutions, is that something that you do or create or whatever at the end of the year? Is that like a Rox thing to do?
Oh, I mean, I have grown up like journaling and stuff, but I'm not very regular now that I'm older, which I should get better at. That's probably one thing if I had those traditional kind of New Year's resolutions is to journal more. But generally, New Year's resolutions, like I will reflect and hope to do certain things the next year, but I'm generally pretty loose about it. Like, you know, eat more healthy, try to exercise a bit more, I'll have a routine. Like it's very, I don't think they're very specific, which is why I don't know if it's very successful. But yeah, last year when I met you, told me about your theming for the year.
Mm-mm.
And I thought that was a good way to go about it. And last year my theme that I set myself from after speaking with you was like letting go of shame.
Mm.
And I haven't succeeded in that, but I feel like thinking about next year, I know I'm jumping ahead here, but I feel like thinking about next year, I might just flip it and just focus on confidence or pride, like being more proud of who I am, because it's kind of like the opposite of shame. If I haven't let that go yet, maybe I need to work on being more proud of myself or, you know, something like that. But yeah, so it was inspired by you. Having a theme.
Oh, wow. Pat on the back for past me because, you know, I haven't really stuck with my theme, but that was like a tip I was given, I don't know, from somebody, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, those themes are good, but it is hard to sort of like stick to it.
Yeah.
But I love that you took on your old theme and then you're turning your focus on the positives more than the negatives, like letting go of shame. Even that as a theme, it implies that there is so much shame.
It's, yeah.
You know, it's like a cloud negative, of shame around you.
Yeah.
Whereas like flipping that around and saying, actually, you know, I want to focus on what I feel confident about.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's really nice.
I'll try.
It's an upgrade. It's like a theme 2.0.
We'll see. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of the times that's how it happens, like with the resolutions or themes that you create, a lot of the times like it's an evolution,
yeah,
it's an evolution and it builds on from the previous like year. And I thought this episode would be really cool if we could say sort of what we want, and then, you know, a few years later when we listen to it, we're like, why didn't we even want that?
We'll probably laugh at ourselves.
Yeah, right? So it'll be interesting to reflect or listen back to this episode, I think, when we're in our 40s.
Yeah, totally. I think 40s. There's so many, we grow more and more every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about you? Do you usually have themes or New Year's resolutions?
Well, I can't remember if I used to have them when I was younger. I think by the time I needed New Year's resolutions, like, it was too late. I haven't thought about it. Do you know what I mean? Like, someone's like, you're at some like New Year's Eve party and they're like, oh, what are your New Year's resolutions?
And everyone says something.
Yeah, I'll just steal someone else's. Yeah. Like, oh, you know, because I haven't really thought it through.
Yeah.
But I think like more towards the last few years, I've tried to think about it more, and I try to always, like, you know, before, at least like a month before the year ends, I try to reflect and try and journal more,
mm-hmm.
and I try and be more, I don't know, like, grateful, but also do a year, like a recap of the year, and also like think about what I want next year. So I think it sort of evolved from like not having one, being too late to have one and having a bit of FOMO,
mm-hmm.
to having more thought around it. I just think it's nice, you know, like in December here, you have the crickets in the background and it's warm and it's festive, and we have the best Decembers here, I'll say.
It's like summer gives you energy almost, right? To do stuff and socialize and see everyone.
Yeah, so you see people and I don't know, you get into a different mode, mode. And I think, yeah, being able to just, you know, write all those things down, what you're grateful for, it's, yeah, it's a nice little practice for me. So I also journal, and I like reading back on like those journal entries as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what I kind of do. It's not perfect, and it's never the same. With themes, I think the theme for me last year and also this year sort of carried through is, I haven't really stuck to it, but mine is to be grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, everyone else might take that and, you know, it mean different, you know, different things to different people. But to me, I think it was more just about, you know, I can get so carried away in things and get a bit, you know, I guess I'm very excitable, and, you know, if there's something shiny.
I can see that in you. It's so you.
It's so me, right? I get so excited.
Just dive into anything that
if this
is interesting to you. You're 100%.
I just go for it.
Yeah.
But then what ends up happening is sometimes you can lose sight of like the bigger picture. And what's really, really important. So that's what sort of what being grounded is for me. And I think, yeah, okay, that's it. I can go on and on and on. But that's sort of my main one.
Do you want to continue that into next year?
Next year? So are we talking about next year?
Like, I don't know, because you were doing that last year to this year. Do you feel like you're ready to move on to another theme next year, or you're still taking some time to think about it?
I think being grounded is always going to be one for me. Like, I like that one. So I don't know if I will have a new theme that would override this theme, but I think, yeah, being grounded, that one's kind of there to stay for a bit, I think.
Even though it is the end of the year and a start of new year and New Year's resolutions and stuff, there's all this. I think, you know, it's a happy time and stuff like that. It is not always a happy time for everyone. Then it's just because there's these expectations of resolutions and resetting goals. Like, it doesn't mean everyone is at that point at that second, if you know what I mean. But it is a nice time of the year when, like, you know, the calendar year actually ends. So it forces you to kind of, you know, reset. But yeah, just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, no, I'm really glad you mentioned that, because I know a lot of people do feel a bit maybe lonelier, or it's harder for them during like the festive season.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, you know, with this whole resolution, New Year's resolutions or like reflections thing, it's like, it's not real. I mean, you do celebrate.
More for yourself.
But yeah, yeah. It's how, whatever makes sense for you at mm-hmm. that time of your life.
Mm.
But I think it's always nice to write something down.
That's true.
Even whatever it is, whatever you're feeling, even mm-hmm. if you're feeling crappy or maybe you've had a great year, whatever it is, like writing it down and keeping a record of it so that your future self can go back and be like, oh, 2022 me was like this actually.
Yeah, yeah, I always like asking people what they were doing. Well, you know, older people like my parents or something, what they were doing
yeah.
at that age or that yeah. year. Like, yeah.
It's like a little time capsule.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 2022, I don't expect you to answer this question perfectly at all. Because it's hard to answer this, I think. But what was 2022 like for you, Rox?
I had a little think about it, like just outside before. And something, I don't know if it's even a word, but something I just came to mind was like homey. Because I felt like this year was, you know, start of the year was when I moved into my place. And last weekend you dropped by and it was just like, wow, I felt like really lucky to have moved back to Sydney last year, but we had only moved into our apartment, me and my partner into our apartment early this year. So it felt like it was a year of slowly building our little home together. Mm. So I felt like that was like my year, I feel.
Mm.
Like aside from work and stuff like that, it felt like I remember being like, oh, you know, I can't wait to move out of my parents' place, because when I first came back, I lived with my parents for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, just really grateful to have like my own space and sharing it with, my now fiancé, which is crazy to say we're talking about like the year, right? So just like that was a big change. But feeling very homey, like nested, you know, like just – yeah, I felt like that was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's so good. I was just thinking that is your
is a word.
Year. Yeah.
Homey is a word.
Yeah, because I feel like this whole year you were just building your home.
Yeah, just slowly, right?
Yeah, like all the plants.
The couch. It's not perfect. Like it's not, you know, a designer place like I would do. It's not like that. It's just like a safe place, you know. It's so nice. I don't know, just to have a bit more space than in Hong Kong, because we were living in a little box. So anything is better than when we were.
I remember when like Rox and Simeon, like when I first hung out with them, it was when they had just come back from Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And then Simeon just kept saying, there's just so much space here. Like exactly. So much space. Yeah. It's so spacious. Like you always emphasize.
I know we're
that.
So like obsessed with space because of what we didn't have.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, having like an oven in a kitchen is like, whoa, because we didn't have an oven in Hong Kong. And we're like, you know, having a normal size fridge, we're like, whoa. A stove with four hot plate things, like you know, who has that?
Yeah.
It sounds so silly, but it was like nice as well. How about you?
So I had a think about this question as well, and I think I sort of compared this year with like the other years of my life, and I felt like this year was a year of sort of just staying put, just staying put and sort of building on my career. I feel like that's what I've been doing this year and a little bit of last year, is like putting a strong focus on my career and trying to build something there. And so I think that's what this year was for
me. Do you feel like it was more like, you know, putting your head down, working, or do you feel like like more building your career? Like, how could you put a word to that?
One word?
One or two.
One or two words. Like building. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it is, building. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, just building my career. And what I mean by staying put, mm-hmm. I mean like staying at home. So I've been mm-hmm. living at home.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, not going to lie, like I've definitely had a strong desire to move out, but I think I've just stayed put and I just thought
now's not the time.
Let's just focus on career and work. And yeah, that's sort of what this year has mm-hmm. been mm-hmm. for me.
Yeah, I see that. I see that as well.
You see that?
Yeah, because sometimes it's like there's times in your life where you want everything to happen at once, and there's just not everything can happen at once. Mm-hmm, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like when I was at my parents and I wanted to move out, but it's like we're not ready to move out yet, mm-hmm. or our place wasn't ready. It's just like it'll happen.
Yeah.
I'll just focus on what I can control now. But yeah, you've been working very hard this year, I feel, on your career. So
I do think I have been building on my career for a while, but I mm-hmm. feel like this year is the year that I felt like, oh, it's kind of paying off.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I feel like for me, it's not about me, but I feel like you've gained a bit more confidence in your career and like acknowledging, your efforts and what you can do. So, yeah.
I think so. It's good. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. So, next question is, what was the biggest change for you this year?
I think the biggest change for me was starting a new job. So, I guess like I'm going to be talking about work a lot because that was sort of a big part.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say that was probably the biggest change, like leaving a role and then starting a new one.
Do you feel like it was easy, hard? Like, do you feel like you grew from it? Or
I feel like I've definitely grown from it. I don't know if it was
like
easy.
You feel good.
Actually, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy looking back. I had like a career coach and everything. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I couldn't make the decision. I felt so confused and so lost. So I actually had to really like rely on all my support system at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think the main reason was because like I had only stayed at my previous role for like 8 months and I wasn't sure if that was too short.
Yeah.
So that was like the biggest dilemma. Like, should I stay or should I not stay? I'm changing like industry a little bit from like a SaaS to e-commerce.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, am I making the right move? But yeah, I remember it was really not hard. And in my diary, I have like a huge pros and cons list.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't decide. But looking back now, I'm so glad I made that decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really happy that I did that, even though it was scary at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely scary. Like, I guess the reason I ask is because the listeners might not know. Like, I remember those times and it's even though you say, oh, yeah, I just changed new job. Like, you tell that to people, but if it's a big deal, like, it's a big change, resigning is so scary.
Yeah.
Resigning is scary, and then starting a new job is scary, and reasons for leaving or all that.
Yeah.
It's just a lot to think about.
I think for some people it might be easier, but it really depends on, like, your reasons why.
Yeah.
And for me, it was really hard. And I don't know.
It's not
but
easy.
Yeah, you know, Rox. Yeah. Cause
it's not easy.
For me. Yeah.
Any big change is scary.
Yeah.
And especially career. But exciting as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another sort of big change. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a big change, but like, I don't know, the whole idea of like having children and marriage, that's always going to be a big topic for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like definitely more now, the idea of having children or whether to get married or all that, it's all settling down. Like I feel like there's like a due date or something like looming. It's like, well, if not
like
next
you're
year,
about it more.
I don't know. I'm
or?
Like, if it's not next year, then when is it going to be? The year after? If it's not, then when? Like, I don't know.
How do you know when? Just make a move. No, I'm joking.
This isn't even like a. I'm not even answering the question, but like
no, but
the biggest
that,
what is that?
You.
Yeah, the change
changing
in me,
you, changing your thoughts.
Yeah, so I do feel like there is a shift.
Shift, yeah.
In the sense that, like, I now think
you're
like,
thinking about it.
Yeah, like I think there needs to be like some time frame thought through, because
oh my god, this is so funny because like on, literally like a year ago when we first met, you were
exactly.
like, I don't
nah.
want that. You're like, yeah. you're like, oh, I never ever wanted that, and I'm like, true, oh yeah, true. that's so different to me because I've always yeah. wanted it. It's like we were just so different.
Yeah, but yeah, I definitely feel like I've been influenced a lot by the people around me. So having like Ryder's sister, like have a baby and, mm-hmm. you know, other people around me think about having children mm-hmm. or have children. And it's like, oh, cool. Like that is really nice. And
yeah,
that, yeah, I don't know. Do I want that? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
So yeah, I guess it is a big change.
It's a big change. Yeah. When you, yeah. when you talk about like the shift in thinking, wait, yeah, is there anything yeah. else?
Oh, I just wanted to add, like, I think through this podcast as well, it's helped me. It, you know, we were forced to talk about these topics, right?
I know. And it's so weird.
Yeah. And Roxy, you know, she's, so Rox says to me, like, oh, you know, after this episode, I really changed the way I think about this, right? But I'm the same as well. Like, I'll come really strong, like, on my opinions, like, nah, yeah, proposals, yeah. nah, whatever. But then yeah. I'm like, what the hell's, like, maybe it's, what's so wrong with that? And I challenge myself, like especially hearing yourself say a certain thing.
Mm.
You're like, hey, hang
why
on.
Why did I say that?
Yeah, why?
Or why did I think that at
exactly.
the time?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
interesting.
Just wanted to add that. What about you? Did you want to let's hear what the biggest change
I feel
for
like
you
what
was?
You, yeah, I feel like what you said about like your shift in mindset, I guess, in what you want
yeah.
is really interesting because – I told you that it was like 2 weeks ago. Sorry, I can't even talk properly because it's exciting. But yeah, Jules was like, oh, you've changed. Like you said something like, you've changed a lot. Like you said something like that. And I was like, what do you mean? And then because like last year when she met me and like my idea of like marriage and wedding was so different. Like I did grow up thinking like, oh yeah, I would love to have, you know, a fairy tale wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not a fairy tale wedding, but just, you know, like a normal size big wedding. And yeah. I don't know, it just felt like important to me. Like a proposal is important. And I feel like after I got engaged this year, which I'm really happy about, I just, and after going to a lot of weddings as well.
Let me just cut in here. Rox went to like six
eight,
weddings.
Eight
weddings this year.
Eight or nine. Yeah. And maybe like, a ninth one, but yeah, eight.
How many of them were overseas?
Two. Two were overseas.
And one interstate.
Two interstate.
Okay. So for half of them weren't even in Sydney.
Yeah. So I mean like it's hard. Like I don't know why I changed. I don't know. But I love going to weddings and I love being a guest and I you know had the best time at my friends' weddings. I was like bridesmaid and maid of honor. Like it was beautiful, like just seeing everyone's different, you know, big days. But then, you know, when the time came for my proposal, which we already did a whole episode about, but then now that we're, you know, a few months in, we're actually planning like a small signing with family. Yeah, my idea of marriage and weddings changed. I feel like I care more about the marriage and family part more so than the wedding, because I feel like the wedding is just one day and
Marriage is
your whole life. Like, yeah. I think that's the important part. Yeah. But yeah, everyone's so different. And I seriously don't know. I just changed like how I thought. And then I guess a shift in, you know, focusing more on like my finances, and, you know, chatting about money isn't something that is easy for me because I haven't historically been great with money. So I easily get like defensive when chatting about money.
Oh,
like,
it's a hard topic.
You know, it's like, oh, did I spend too much on this month? Mm. Or, you know, just trying to be disciplined and being able to talk about it is a big change in me. So I feel like it's good.
I feel like we talk about money pretty openly, like not so much on the podcast, but between each other.
It's important as well. And I think I feel a bit more comfortable, like just
me too.
Yeah, being more open about it.
Yeah.
Work-wise, I think I didn't change jobs, but because COVID ended, I guess going back to the office a bit more, I know that I was super nervous at the beginning. Like I had almost social work anxiety. Yeah. Like I don't know how to say hi to people. But now that I kind of force myself to go once or twice a week, it's been a bit more manageable. So I don't feel so introverted and shy. I know we have a podcast, but
yeah, people are like
oh, you're not shy.
Yeah, you have a podcast.
It's weird. I am actually so awkward and shy in person.
Yeah, I can't imagine it, but from the way you describe it, I'm like, oh, actually Rox is pretty awkward.
I can be.
You can be.
When I overthink it, I'm like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some changes.
There's some big changes. This is why I do love having like these chats at the end of the year.
Yeah.
You know.
A lot has changed.
Like you have to kind of sit down and think about it and chat about it with someone to actually realize how far you've come.
Yeah.
You know, what you've been through.
Yeah.
Give yourself a pat on the back, everyone. Pat. Even, you listening. Pat. What change have you experienced this year, listeners?
Yeah. Tell us.
Tell us. We want to know. Let's talk about 2023. What's 2023 going to be like?
Have you thought about this? I mean, it looks a bit blurry to me right now. I don't exactly know what's going to happen because I feel like you have these expectations or you think how the year will go, but it is completely different.
Yeah, true.
To what you thought would happen.
Yeah, that's so true.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Every year is like that.
Yeah, and expectations don't help anyone.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Or what you think, it just changes.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It does.
Okay, maybe another question before we ask this.
Yeah.
Do you think there's ever been a year in your life that you're just like, oh yeah, there goes another year. That's like not much happened. You know what I mean? Like,
oh no.
There's always like things that were unexpected. Yeah.
Okay, well let me ask you a counter question. Has there ever been a year you think like, oh, it's going to be just another year, and then your world flips that year? Like you just have this big change that you didn't expect. And your life completely flips.
Kinda. I think so. Yeah. A few years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You?
Oh.
Always. Yeah. Definitely.
Not always.
Not every year.
I'll say
definitely
it happened to me
years.
Like three
Two
times,
or three
four times,
times yeah.
where it's like,
what the hell?
Yeah. What the hell?
What was that?
This is a piece of shit.
Well, actually, COVID, like 2020 was like, what the hell? Right? A little bit.
For me, COVID was still, I don't know how this is going to come across, but like at least COVID was like everyone experienced it.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. That's how it
mentally
was
for me, I was fine. Mm-hmm. Like that was me and Sim's first year of dating. So it was actually great.
Oh.
For us, like that's also sounds bad, but it's like that was like our relationship incubation year. Like we just were forced to like, grow into a couple, but anyways, definitely years that flipped and you're like, what the hell just happened?
Okay, so now it's come, I'm scared, what's next year gonna
so
bring?
Yeah, exactly. When you talk about next year, I'm like, oh, what's next year's gonna be like? I don't know, but I'm...
You don't know?
I don't know how... I definitely don't know how next year is going to go. Like, I can't predict the future, but I hope it will be good and I feel like it will be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as I quietly said, like, hoping to do... to, you know, venture into family stuff and thinking about babies and baby, one baby, but... yeah, I don't know. It's a bit scary to talk about because you never know what happens. But yeah, I do want to start a family eventually. So a bit of planning needs to happen.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a big change that's going to happen
mm-hmm.
that I'm a bit scared about.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you?
For me, I think... 2023, so if this year or 2022 was a year where I stayed put and I focused on my career, I think this year I want to not stay put in terms of like, I don't want to stay put. And I think basically what you had this year mm-hmm. is what I want next year.
Homey, building your own
homey.
Home.
Yeah. So not necessarily like buying a place or anything, but I've been with my partner for I think 11 years now, mm-hmm. and we've never actually rented like or moved out to a place just the two of us before.
Mm-hmm.
We've always had housemates, and at the moment we're both living with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it's not easy.
It's not easy.
It's really not easy. I think we need to do another episode on this.
It's smart because you're not like wasting money on rent or anything, but it's also very hard.
It's so hard. Yeah exactly. Yeah. But then it's smart, but hard in its own way.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we definitely need to do an episode about living with parents. Yeah.
You're ready to... have your own space.
Yeah, I think next year is definitely going to be my building a home year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what my home will look like, but I want it to be cozy.
It's going
to
be so cozy.
It's going to be so cozy. And I want to have dinner parties. Like one thing I really miss is like inviting friends over and cooking mm-hmm. for them. Mm-hmm. That's just something about me. Like that's just who I've always been, and not being able to do that, I feel like I miss it.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely want to do that and be able to just have my own space. And, you know, after work, I can just relax. And if I don't want to eat dinner, I don't have to eat dinner. On the weekends, I can just chill on the couch, do what I want to do, do some hobbies rather than like always having to, you know, tiptoe around my parents. Like, not necessarily tiptoe, but yeah.
Well, I think that's just what like I want. When you live with them, it's like you just get roped into doing stuff with them, I feel. Not that it's a bad thing, but it's just like, it's like default, you know?
Yeah.
Default, like, we'll have dinner together every day. But
yeah.
When you don't live with them, it's like, you know, you need to plan it and you actually talk to each other when you have dinner, and then you fight less.
So I also want next year to be a year where I can – it's funny, right? Like, I live with my parents now, and you think that this year could be the year where we really, like, bond and all that, but I think it's actually going to be next year when I move out.
Mm-hmm.
We've definitely – it was really nice to, like, live together and create memories together, but I think next year when we've moved out, me and Ryder were like, yeah, well, I think I want to eat dinner with them once a week.
Yeah.
And the Ryder's like, yeah, maybe twice a week, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We just need that space.
Yeah.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so true.
It's so true.
So, yeah, that's for me next year. I think that's going to be the main thing, home.
Home.
Oh, another thing is like we're getting like a camper van kind of thing.
So exciting.
So I think we want to also try and go on more adventures.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't really get to go camping much this year. So I definitely want to get back more into nature.
Mm.
Yeah, home, nature. And then I'm just going to check in a third one, but like move my body more.
Mm.
I've just been, as I said, I've stayed put. I've stayed physically, you know.
Yeah.
I don't move much. So I want to be able to like add more movement into my life, whether it's like exercising or just going on more walks or just mm-hmm. being a little bit more active.
Yeah. I love yeah. that. Yeah, I think that's a good one. I will steal from you too. Like just, yeah, getting into a routine, moving like when it feels good for me, not just because everyone's doing this one thing and I feel like, oh, I should do that. Yeah, just doing something that feels comfortable for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, with health benefits.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so if there's like one thing you could wish for next year.
If I had one wish.
If you had one wish, what would you wish for next year?
One wish?
One wish.
One wish, I do wish to enjoying my first year of marriage and, you know, just, you know, continuing, like you said, in the relationships episode, you know, just really like being there, like working on it, enjoying the relationship, but also putting work into it and just having like just building that and keeping that there, because I feel like, you know, it's a lifelong thing. I feel like I just need to grow up a bit more, I don't know, or but also enjoy it, I don't know. It just,
so is it kind of like,
it's a big part, I feel,
you sort of, is your one wish sort of having like a really lovely like first year of marriage?
Not like lovey-dovey, like it's a, you know, fairy tale, but it's just, you know, solid, you know, feeling more solid and ready, I guess, if that makes sense. Just like happy. Yeah.
Happy.
Not like hee-hee-hee, you know, all the time. You know, but I feel like probably for a lot of people as well, but I feel like if your relationship is good, that's one less thing to worry about in your life that's full of all this other crazy shit that comes into your, you know, if you have someone who's like really, so you can lean on. Like it's just a really important part of life, I feel, to get through all this other shit that you need to get through, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. One wish. Yeah, mine's going to be really simple. I hope that I have enough money to put a deposit down on a place. Ooh. That's what I hope for next year. We'll see. But even if it's just like a small apartment or something, I think I really just want to own my own something.
Yeah. I believe in you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That will be my wish.
Yeah.
And I already know I'm going to like listen back to this episode. I'll be like, oh, is that the one wish you had out of all the wishes?
But I think that's a really big goal. And, you know, if you focus on it, you can get there, you know?
Yeah, focus. It would be really nice to bring like another really good season. Like season two is better than season one.
I know.
You know, season one, we were just learning.
I know. And we did great. We're doing great. Pat.
Pat on the back.
Grateful. Thank you. Good job. But yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
We're going to honestly be different. You know, we'll spruce it up a bit.
Another big change. Who knows?
You know, maybe we'll have more guests.
And I think we'll have different topics as well. We'll be going into a different phase into our lives.
Yeah. Wow. Anything could happen. Keep your eyes peeled.
And your ears open. Let's move on to our next segment.
Let's get nourished.
Okay. Cool. So Rox got us some soup and it's a Korean instant soup.
What does it say?
And it says Bibigo Hukim Cha Huk Hugim Chajuk, black sesame porridge. I've never tried it, but you know, did you know I love black sesame?
I love black sesame ice cream.
I love black sesame ice cream. I love the Chinese yamcha thing with the sesame, with the black sesame inside.
Oh, yeah. I love the little Chinese mochi balls with the black sesame inside. Like in the hot. Oh, I made it for you in Marito. Well, I didn't make
yes,
it.
Yes, with just the ginger. Made it hot.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm going to take a first bite.
Yeah, I got this because it reminds me of Zimawu. In Chinese, it's called black sesame porridge as well. But I think the Korean version has like other stuff in it. Similar to the red bean. You know how there's a Korean version of red bean soup? Then we have our own version. What's it like? Is it ill? Your face looks funny. Your face is like,
I love black sesame.
Blaggy.
But I don't like this soup.
Mm.
It's not sweet enough.
I think it's savory.
Yeah.
Do you think so? Yeah, it's not sweet enough. I don't really like
it. I don't like it. This is the first soup I don't like.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry. No, but at least people will know that we're honest with our soup section. Like, if it's bad, we're going to have to say it's bad.
It's not the best. So, there's this, like, instant packet of the Chinese version. I'll make that for you one day.
I can't have this.
Okay. We'll have to end the year with a better soup than that next time.
Oh, wow.
Have you tried it?
Yeah. Thanks for buying it.
I feel bad.
Why? Don't feel
but
bad.
But we tried it.
Yeah,
and not every soup is wonderful.
No, it's not. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to the last episode of season one.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for, you know, if you've listened to every one of our episodes in season one, thank you so much. We hope we were somewhat, even if you listen to one episode, we hope it was
entertaining. You have some cozy vibes from the podcast and yeah, hopefully, yeah, let us know like what you thought of season one or what you want to hear more about in season two next year. And
stay safe, everyone.
Stay safe.
Bye.